Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We are coming to you today directly from the MeMarket team. And, I want to start with a bit of a reality check.
Okay.
Usually, when we sit down to talk about the MeMarket ecosystem, cooperation in sales, affiliate marketing, we focus on the highlight reel,
The good stuff.
the viral reels, the scaling strategies, the numbers going up on the dashboard. And we love that. I mean, that's why we're all here.
It is the fun part. It's the dream.
Exactly. But today, I want to talk about the nightmare, the thing that actually keeps most of our sellers up at night. It's not the algorithm. It's not even product selection. It is the one hurdle that stops a promising sales career dead in its tracks.
We are talking about the angry customer.
The dreaded angry customer. The person in your DMs, all caps, demanding a refund, calling you a scammer. It's such a visceral, scary thing, especially when you're new to this.
It is. And honestly, it's probably the number one reason people quit. They can handle the marketing, they can handle the tech, but the conflict, that's what gets them.
Which is why today's deep dive is so critical.
Great.
And just to set the context for everyone listening, we're looking at this through the lens of our own internal data. We're breaking down a guide from the MeMarket Educational Resources. It's called Five Techniques for Controlling Customer Objections.
And this isn't just theory. This is what we actually teach our top sellers.
Exactly.
And the mission today is to, well, to flip the script. We see an angry customer and we think, failure. I messed up, it's over. But the psychology of sales shows that an angry customer is actually a huge opportunity.
Okay, that sounds like a nice motivational poster, but I have to be the skeptic for a second here.
Go for it.
When someone is screaming at me because their package is late, it does not feel like an opportunity. It feels like a total disaster.
It feels like a disaster, yes. But think about the alternative. The silent customer,
Right.
the one who's disappointed, says nothing and just disappears. They never come back. You can't fix a relationship you don't even know is broken.
So the angry one is at least waving a flag.
They're giving you one last chance to save the sale. And that's what we're going to talk about.
So we're doing a deep dive into conflict resolution. Whether you're selling, I don't know, mobile accessories, cosmetics, auto parts through our system, this is about turning a no into a yes.
And securing the commission you already worked so hard for.
Okay, so let's start with definitions, because I think we all think we know what an unhappy customer is. But the guide is very specific about it.
It is. It frames it as a gap. An unhappy customer is created when there's a gap between their expectation and their reality.
Okay.
So when a customer clicks your affiliate link on Instagram, they're building a little movie in their head. This dress will fit like this, or this charger will be this fast.
That's the expectation.
Right. And when the package arrives, if reality doesn't match that movie, that's the gap. That's the source of the anger. They feel they've wasted their time and their money.
And that feeling of waste is what leads to feeling cheated.
Exactly. And this is where the stakes get incredibly high for our MeMarket affiliates.
You're talking about the ripple effect.
Precisely. We have some pretty heavy statistics in this report. A single unhappy customer tells, on average, between 9 and 15 other people about their bad experience.
9 to 15. Wow, that's terrifying.
It's the multiplier effect.
Duh.
You don't just lose one $50 sale, you're potentially poisoning the well for 15 other people in that person's circle.
And on social media, telling 15 people could mean one screenshot posted to 1,000 followers.
And for our sellers, it's so tricky because they're the bridge, right? You didn't stitch the shirt, you didn't drive the delivery truck, but you are the face they see.
You are the brand to them.
You own that relationship. So when they're mad about a torn shirt, they are mad at you. And if you say, "Oh, that's the supplier's fault," you just break all the trust.
Okay, so 90% of unsatisfied customers just vanish. But the ones who complain, they're the ones we can actually save. So let's get into the how. The guide brings up that old cliche, the customer is always right.
Which, as we all know, is not true.
Not at all.
Customers are often wrong. They misread things. They order the wrong size. Their expectations are just, off.
So does the guide tell us to just lie and agree with them?
No. And the nuance here is key. It's not about them being factually right. It's about granting them the emotional right to be upset.
You have to validate the
You
feeling.
validate the feeling, not necessarily the fact.
Okay, so how do we do that? Because my first instinct when I get a rude message is to fight back, to get defensive.
And that's the number one trap. It's that fight or flight response. The guide's first technique is literally called let them vent.
Which is so much easier said than done.
Incredibly hard, but you have to visualize it. An angry person is holding a full cup of water. That water is their frustration. If you try to interrupt them or argue with logic while that cup is full, it just spills everywhere.
You have to let them empty the cup first.
Let them empty the cup. Don't interrupt. Don't say, but wait, you're wrong. In a chat, this means using listening signals.
Like, I see. Or, tell me more.
I understand why that's so upsetting. Just let them get it all out.
And to help us do that, because, again, we're human, the guide has this little psychological trick, the 2-second pause. I thought this was fascinating.
It's basically biology. When you read a nasty comment, your amygdala, the threat center of your brain, it just lights up. It hijacks everything.
That's when you type out the, why are you so stupid, reply that you hopefully delete.
Exactly. That reaction is instant. But your prefrontal cortex, the logical, strategic part of your brain, is slower. It needs a second to boot up.
So the pause isn't just about being polite. It's about letting your smart brain catch up.
Yes. A customer screams at you in a message. Wait 2 full seconds.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2. It forces you to override that emotional hijack and ensures your response is measured, not reactionary.
I love that. It turns a reaction into a response. Okay, so we've paused. We're calm. Now we actually have to type something. The guide says honesty is the first pillar.
Honesty is so disarming. If it is your fault or a system fault, just admit it immediately. We messed up. You're right. The packaging wasn't good enough.
It's powerful. You expect a fight, but they just own it.
It stops the argument cold.
Yeah.
You can't fight someone who agrees with you. But then comes the pivot. And this is my favorite technique in the whole curriculum. The multiple solutions approach.
Right. The choice architecture part.
Okay. Let's role play this. You sold a dress. It arrives with a small tear. The customer is furious. A full refund hurts your bottom line, right?
Okay.
You lose the commission. It's a total loss.
Yeah. And the panic move is to just say, okay, send it back.
Instead, try this. You say, I am so sorry about that tear. That is not our standard. I can offer you 2 options right now to fix this. Option A, a full return and refund. Or R, option B. I can give you a 50% discount right now. You keep the dress, and I'll add a 20% coupon for your next purchase.
Okay, let's break that down, because you didn't just offer a solution. You literally changed the customer's brain state.
Exactly. Before that message, their brain is in problem mode. They're just looping on, I'm angry. By offering option A versus option B, you force their brain into decision mode.
They have to stop being mad to do the math.
They have to calculate, do I want the cash or do I want the discount? You've turned them from a victim into a negotiator.
And they feel like they're in control again.
And the data shows when people choose the solution, their satisfaction goes way up. Plus, if they pick B, you save the sale. You get most of your commission.
That's brilliant. And the guide is really strict about how you communicate this. No robots.
Oh, it's the worst. We have received your ticket number 405.
Kills all trust.
Especially in the me market world. We sell on Instagram, on Telegram. These are personal spaces. If you sound like a corporate bot, it's over.
The guide recommends voice notes.
Voice notes are huge. If someone is angry, a 30-second voice note. Hey, Sarah, I just saw your message. I'm so sorry about that. I'm looking into it for you right now. Hearing a human voice, the sincerity, it de-escalates everything instantly.
It's harder to yell at a person's voice than at a text box.
100%.
Okay, let's move to the menu of complaints. The guide breaks down the common scenarios we see all the time. I'll throw them at you.
Let's do it.
First one, the classic, price. This is too expensive.
The mistake is to get defensive or just drop the price. The guide says, explain the value.
So if I'm selling jewelry from the Me Market catalog,
and someone says, this is $40. I saw one for $20. You don't say, well, ours is better. You say, I understand price is important. The reason this one costs a bit more is that it uses double-plated color fixing. It's waterproof. The cheaper ones tend to fade after a couple of weeks. You're paying for longevity.
You're reframing it as an investment.
Exactly. You're educating them, not apologizing for the price.
Okay, next one. Quality. It doesn't look like the picture.
This is where you use social proof. It can't be just your opinion against theirs. You'll lose.
So you point to other happy customers.
You point to the satisfaction channel. You say, I hear you, but if you look at our story highlights, we have 500 customers who absolutely loved this fit.
Mm-hmm.
You use the herd to validate the product.
Okay, now the big one. The one that causes the most headaches for our sellers. Shipping delays.
Yeah, this is the hardest because you have the least control.
The guide tells a story about a customer who was furious because a package took 10 days. Not the promised 5-7.
Right. And the seller looked into it and realized there were 3 public holidays in between. The post office was literally closed.
The temptation is to say, well, obviously holidays don't count. It's 5-7 business days.
And if you say that, you're basically calling the customer stupid. You might win the argument, but you have absolutely lost the customer.
So what do you do?
You use that empathy bridge first. You validate their frustration before you explain. I completely understand why you're annoyed. Waiting 10 days is frustrating. Just so you know, the reason for the delay was actually a few public holidays. The post office was paused, but I can see it's moving now.
You acknowledge their reality before you introduce yours.
You explain. You don't make excuses.
I love that distinction. This leads us to the advanced class in the guide. It's not just reacting. It's about anticipating. There was this supermarket story.
Oh, yeah. It's a great analogy. So a shopper has a full cart. They're tired. They want to go home. They get to the register and the card machine is broken.
That's the crisis point. That's the explosion.
Usually. But in the story, before the shopper can even get mad, a second cashier steps in, grabs the cart, and says, I've got you. Let's check you out over here at my working lane.
They solved the problem before it was even a complaint.
That's the lesson. Anticipation. If you know shipping is slow during the New Year's rush, tell people before they buy. Hey, just a heads up. Shipping's taking a couple extra days because of the holiday volume.
Because if you tell them in advance, it's information.
But if you tell them after they complain, it's just an excuse.
Information versus excuse. That's powerful.
It's all about timing.
So we've listened, we've paused, we've offered solutions, we've been proactive. Are we done?
Not quite. The final step is closing the loop.
Yeah.
You never just assume it's fixed. You have to ask.
Are you satisfied now?
You need to get that yes. Ask, does this solution work for you? When they type yes, they are psychologically committing to the resolution. It closes the file for them.
And then you thank them for the complaint.
Yeah. Thank you for bringing this to my attention. This helps us get better. It turns them from an enemy into a consultant.
I want to zoom out for a minute as we wrap up. Why are we, as the Me Market team, pushing this training so hard?
Because the barrier to entry with Me Market is low, but the barrier to success is high. Anyone can sign up. You can start selling clothes, shoes, whatever today with zero capital.
That's the beauty of the system.
But because it's easy to start, a lot of people treat it casually, like a hobby. The people making millions on our platform, they treat it like a profession, and professionals know how to handle conflict.
Because if you burn every customer who has a small issue, you eventually run out of customers.
Exactly. We provide the tools, the sales panel, the Instagram training, the products. But you have to provide the emotional intelligence. That's your end of the partnership.
So if there's one big takeaway from today, what is it?
Don't be afraid of the angry customer. An angry customer is a passionate customer. They care enough to complain. Yeah. If they didn't care, they would just leave.
Mm-hmm.
If you can take that energy, absorb it with empathy, and redirect it with a good solution, that person often becomes your biggest fan.
They trust you more because you solved a problem for them.
Exactly. Anyone can sell when things go perfectly. Mm-hmm. The expert is the one who shines when things go wrong.
That is the perfect place to leave it. Thank you for this. And for everyone listening, if you haven't started yet, get registered on Me Market. The ecosystem is waiting for you. Go check out the educational blog. There's so much more gold like this in there.
Absolutely. Start your journey. Use these tools. And don't be afraid of the no.
We're the Me Market team signing off. Good luck out there.